And as you are seated, I invite you to take your Bibles and once again turn to the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16. We've heard the story, and today we're just going to focus in on one verse in this passage. So if you have your Bible or your smartphone or a tablet or however it is that God's Word accesses you, I invite you to take it and open it and keep it in front of you, because since it's just one verse, we want to let it sink in, since these are ancient words that we want God to impart life through. And so, Mark 16, verse 7. The young man in the tomb, dressed in white, says to the women, "Go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." This is the word of the Lord. Once again, will you pray with me? Oh Lord, we do pray and ask that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would take these words and sink them into our hearts and lives so that we might not only experience them and know their truth, but live them by your grace and by your power. And may all glory be unto you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. A high school teacher here at Columbia shared a story with me that happened recently, and it is a resurrection story. Some of that teacher's students were involved in a leadership competition. Part of the contest was to be interviewed by some adults to see how they could handle themselves in an interview, since that is such a large part of life. The student was asked the question, "Who is a public figure you admire and why?" The teacher recalled that the student, without any agenda, but with simple honesty, replied, "Jesus Christ." The interviewer said, "Well, that's fine, but how about someone who's still living?" And the student, again, with honesty and almost perplexity, said, "Well, he is still living." I love the simplicity of this answer. Whatever the resurrection means, and however we want to unpack its truth for us today, it simply is the center and the foundation on which we place our lives. Jesus is alive, eternally alive, powerfully as much at work in our world today as he was 2,000 years ago. Jesus is a living public figure. As Pastor Bruce Armstrong said in his Easter sermon back in 2011, a phrase I remember every Easter Sunday, "Jesus is on the loose and he knows your name." Amen. You know, we say this often and it is important. Easter means that Jesus rose from the dead, and that is a promise about life eternal and eternal life, but it's just as much a promise about this life. And that's why I love this phrase from the Gospel according to Mark. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. In all of life and every day, because Jesus is alive, Jesus is going ahead of you. For some reason, for about a month, that phrase, just that phrase, has been rollicking around in my head and my heart and rumbling through my soul every day, not because I was thinking about Easter Sunday, but every day it was as though I was hearing that phrase, "I am going ahead of you." There is nothing in life and nothing in death in which Jesus isn't there first, preparing the way for you to follow in his path. It's true for me. It's true for you. It's true for your loved ones. It's true for the whole world. What does this mean? Well, if one of the things this means, that Jesus is going ahead of you into Galilee, is that Jesus is on the move. Here's the reality. If Jesus wanted to, he could have hung around the tomb forever and greeted everybody as they came to experience this amazing news and see that it was completely true. Then he could have hung around in Jerusalem. If he had done that, there would have never been any questions about the resurrection. But no, he doesn't do that. You know why? Because that's not what Jesus is about. Jesus is not here, the young man said. He is on the move. He is going ahead of you. Before we understand any other meaning related to the resurrection of Jesus for us today, I just want to point out that with Jesus being alive and reigning over life and death, we will always, as his followers, have a dynamic life ahead of us. Not a static life, not a stuck life, not a nothing ever changes life. Jesus is on the move. And I just want to say to all of us this morning, pack your bags, because he's going to have you on the move. He's going to have you on the move in your relationships. He's going to have you on the move in your own soul and in your life and in your own personal health. Your call from God, your purpose for living, your friends and loved ones and your presence in their lives and your call into the world in his name, he will always have you on the move. Get ready to be on the move as you follow where he leads. He will lead. And it also means, just going a little bit more deeply into this, that he is going to lead you from wherever you are right now to where he is going. He's going ahead of you. Wherever you are, whatever place you might be in right now, maybe it's a stuck place. Maybe it's a place where you are living just in the moment in your life without any real hope. Or maybe it's a place for you of trusting other people or places or things to meet your needs other than God. Or maybe it's a sad place, a grieving place. Or maybe you're in a place where you don't care much about all this. Here's the point. Jesus' resurrection from the dead means that he is not going to leave you in that place. Now, this does not mean that it's up to you to get unstuck by yourself, to chart your own course. Nor does it mean that the place you're in that you would like to be out of necessarily has a short time frame. There are many aspects of my life, I will tell you, where I have been stuck for decades. And Jesus getting me unstuck from some of those places has taken a very long time. I am kind of dense. All I know, and I do know this now, is how Jesus through the Holy Spirit is relentless as the living Lord in not letting me stay there. Fitz, I'm going ahead of you, he keeps saying to me and to each one of you. We have a name for this in the Christian faith. It's called hope. Hope. Nothing is going to be as it now is. Nothing. This hasn't happened fully yet, but one day the promise of Jesus and the scriptures is that Jesus is going to wrap up everything that is broken and cratered and botched and wrong in the world and in life. And one day it will all be made completely new. It hasn't happened yet, but until that day, know this, already his indestructible life, his kingdom life, is breaking into this life. Sometimes it happens in quiet ways, sometimes in large ways. Sometimes it takes a long time, and sometimes it happens rapidly. But he is breaking in because he is alive. And until the day when he wraps everything up, we walk one step at a time in following him because he is on the move. He is going ahead of us every day. And it also means that he's going ahead of us into real life. Jesus said, the young man said, I am going ahead of you into Galilee. What does that mean? Galilee represents daily reality. Think about the way the disciples heard this. The disciples thought they had left Galilee in the rearview mirror. They didn't think they were ever going to go back. Jerusalem was where it was at. in Jerusalem with the Messiah on the throne, where they got to have the corner offices and run the future kingdom. That's the place that they wanted to be. But after the resurrection, Jesus didn't leave them there, no. The very first place that Jesus led them was back to where they had come from and the place they thought they had left forever. Imagine the fishermen disciples saying, I do not want to go back to the smelly fish and mending the nets. Or Matthew the tax collector saying, I thought I left behind gouging people for extra money. That'll be $100 taxes. Well, that's not fair. Where's the complaint department? Well, that'll be $150. Well, is there some, are you kidding me, Matthew? Well, that's 200. People hated him. He didn't want to go back to that. Let me put it this way. Jesus led them back to face those things. Jesus goes ahead of us. He goes ahead of you into each daily reality, whether it is large or small. And Jesus also goes ahead of us into the reality of our past, which over time Jesus heals and restores through his indestructible life. It can take a long time to accomplish this. And the resurrection tells you he will do it. Jesus goes ahead of us into the present. Into the chores and the tasks of the day, most of which aren't very exciting when we're honest about it. Jesus goes ahead of us, he goes ahead of you, he goes ahead of the whole world into the issues of our time, like terrorism and grinding poverty and human trafficking and job insecurity and crime. You know, it's all there. That's what Galilee means, real life. Galilee, where the Romans, a few years before Jesus was born, had massacred 5,000 freedom fighters, and where that memory lived on for decades. Galilee, where hunger and poverty were rampant. Galilee, where disease oppressed the population with fevers and sickness. Jesus went ahead of them into all of that memory and daily, present, real life for them in order to face it head on. And he's going ahead of you into the very same thing. And he's going ahead of you and me into one other reality, perhaps the toughest we ever face. Jesus is going ahead of you into the future which is completely unknown. Jesus goes there first and then leads us into and through it. And eventually, Jesus goes ahead of us into that future we all know is there and which our culture works overtime to deny. Jesus goes ahead of us into death. Jesus died and faced death down. He was dead, stone cold dead. He didn't swoon. He didn't faint. On Holy Saturday, he was completely dead and was conquering that death by his love for you and me. And then he pushed through that death all the way to life eternal, and he did this for you and me. And what this all means for us is in large part a mystery. Not that it isn't real or true. The resurrection is real and true. Nor is the resurrection of Jesus from the dead a symbol of how life goes on. None of those options are available to us from the stories in the New Testament. What we encounter here is the fact of a man who died and rose again into eternal life and came back in order to make sure that the world knows it's true. This is a great mystery. Not because we don't know it's true, but because there is more going on here than our minds can grasp. But still, when we are facing death, when we are facing the sorrow of the loss of someone we knew and loved, We need to know that Jesus is going ahead of us into that mystery. We do not go into that place alone. Jesus is ahead of us, and he knows how to bring life out of death, especially for those who are suffering loss. And when we are facing this ourselves someday, even with our fears and questions, hear the comforting words of Jesus this day. I am going ahead of you. Jesus goes ahead of us into that abyss and walks with us through it to the eternal life he promised and has proven by his resurrection from the dead. At the 10:30 service today, we are going to be singing one of my favorite worship songs. It's called 10,000 Reasons. Here's the last verse. I just want to read it for you. And on that day, when my strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still, my soul will sing your praise unending. Ten thousand years and forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, and worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship his holy name. So maybe you and I need to join this young man who just a few weeks ago bore witness to our faith in such a beautiful and simple way. Who is a public figure you admire? Well, Jesus. Well, how about someone living today? Well, he is living today. And to that we can add, he is going ahead of me, and I will follow. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, will you pray with me? O Lord, we place our lives at your feet, at your risen, glorious feet, and we worship you as the Lord of life. In your name we pray. Amen.